Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Defensive rebounding were other reasons Carolina beat Notre Dame. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The collective sports world, both locally and nationally, went bonkers over Cole Anthony's 23-point second half that helped the Tar Heels pull away from a Notre Dame team that led 31-30 at the half. Anthony was sensational when his team needed it, and the game turned out a win-win. That's because Roy Williams found out that Anthony is a scoring assassin in the college game as well as on the prep level. Coaches who have seen Anthony play in the rugged New York City League since the eighth grade say he was a killer competitor all the way back then as well. Williams said he doesn't expect his five-star point guard to carry the team like that every night, but it was great that Cole could when it was needed against a traditionally tough opponent. Despite losing the last six meetings, the Fighting Irish beat Carolina three times since joining the ACC, and games that usually played the Tar Heels very tough. Notre Dame maintained its annual outstanding assist-to-turnover ratio 16-6, but did not shoot the ball nearly as well as in the past at the Smith Center. If you take away leading scorers T.J. Gibbs and Prentice Hubb, the Irish barely shot 25%, so it looked like Carolina's defense is ahead of its offense right now. Rebounding was again the Tar Heels' strength, despite facing four senior starters and as much size as they have. UNC led the nation in rebound differential last year and is usually among the top in that category under Williams. So we might have been surprised that the 6'3 Anthony pulled down 11 defensive caroms, but he was only one of five guys with 7-plus rebounds on the night, led by Garrison Brooks's 9. So old Roy has a lot of teachable points going into tonight's second game at UNC Wilmington and former assistant C.B. McGrath. He can insist that his newest superstar show off his passing and assist skills now that he has proven that he can fill it up from almost anywhere. If Anthony successfully shares the ball, the defense will have to adjust, and he'll wind up with more open shots and fewer that he has to hunt. Carolina had 18 turnovers, with Anthony having 4 and grad transfer Christian Keeling 5. Even Junior Brooks had 3, including one charge and a fast break that angered his coach. So it was the best possible good and bad result on opening night for building a true team. This is Archansky. See ya.